You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Hope everyone's having a fantastic morning. I hope your drive to wherever you're going to is dry and there's no ice on the roads. There's no snow on the roads. There's just you and the pavement and being able to get to wherever you need to go. Again, my name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps. How was your ride in today?
Made me dream of living in Alabama or Texas or Florida. Mm. That's how it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of ice, snow, and wet roads, but that's all right. We'll get through it.
I always hope that we get through Thanksgiving without a snow, and if we get there, I hold out hope that we get through Christmas without a snow, and those hopes obviously dashed.
It was so weird yesterday, like about, I don't know, it was 5 o'clock. I mean, everything on the east side was a mess. If you were driving through some of the east suburbs yesterday, it was brutal. So anyway, we feel your pain, and we're glad you're with us today, and we hope all your driving, especially when you're listening to us, is a safe one. What do we got coming up on the show?
Our buddy Nick Costos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, is going to join us at 11 o'clock. The man who calls the play-by-play for the Browns Radio Network, Andrew Siciliano, at 1 o'clock. And at noon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hall of Famer Paul Hoynes.
Hoynesy, our man.
Anxious to talk to Hoynesy. Good for Hoynesy, and he's going to enlighten us about everything that's going on with the Guardians as well.
And yesterday, I figured it out. He said on one of his social media posts yesterday that he's been doing this, 40 years? So you have to figure that he's done at least, I'm just calling it an estimate, 6,500 games, and that's at the minimum? That's not counting spring training?
You know, you can look at that a couple of ways, Andy.
Sure. How can you look at that, Jeff?
That's really awesome, or boy, what a lot of wasted time.
That is, hang on a second. That's it. And let's also throw the times nine. I mean, that's at least 60,000 innings. Can you imagine that? Oh, I love baseball.
I love baseball, too. That's a lot of time, man.
At least 60,000 innings. Should I do the next one?
No.
I'll do one more just for your fun. That would also make it 1.5 million outs. How's that work for you?
Wow.
Good? Good. All right, I want to talk about the Browns today. Obviously, you talked about Nick Costos coming up, and we'll talk to Hoynesy and Andrew Siciliano a little bit later in the show. I don't know if you caught this or not, Jeff, and I'm sure you did because I think you're the one that brought it to my attention.
Okay.
That Albert Breer's mailbag is just filled. It's like Santa's mailbag right now, or Santa's bag of toys.
Really?
And the toys inside this bag are full of Browns questions. And I kind of want to dig into some of these because I'm...
Albert's with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by his answers because they seem very level-headed and very understandable. Is that... Am I off my rocker?
Well, what did I tell you when we talked about it this morning?
That I would not... that I might be pleasantly surprised by his answers.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, I remember. Maybe Dan said that. Okay, what did you say?
I said it sounded like our show.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to give the whole thing away. 216-474-0092 is the number to call. And let me get into some of these, okay? Ready? So he got his first question. How bad does Kevin Stefanski want out of Cleveland, and will he get his wish? Now, there you go. Now, that's a fun question, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Jeff, let me ask you the question before I even look at his answer. How bad do you think Kevin Stefanski wants out of Cleveland?
Not very.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that thinks Kevin Stefanski wouldn't mind it if they said, you know what, Kevin, we're going to part ways right now.
Well, if that happens, then he'll go get another job somewhere doing something.
Yeah, like but, if I'm him, I'm not quitting.
If I'm him, I'm not walking away.
No, but I mean... You know, someone says, oh, here's a parachute. And by the way, it's golden. Sometimes it's pleasant to look at, isn't it? Especially if you go back to my theory and philosophy yesterday.
He's under contract, so he would be getting something.
Yeah, it goes back to my philosophy from yesterday about, you know, I just still feel like things went completely sideways when they traded Flacco. Like, I don't know that all the parties were in sync on that. All right, so let me...
Can't wait to watch Kenny Pickett this week, by the way. Starting against the Eagles.
Are you locked into that?
I'm going to be watching.
All right. So the question came from a guy named Justin Sanity, 67. Here we go. I don't know that he wants out of Cleveland, according to Breer. He has a good relationship with Jimmy and Dee Haslam and general manager Andrew Berry, so I don't think this is an untenable situation. Now, if you're asking if everyone should go forward together, that's a different question. Stefanski and Berry inherited a nice young core upon their 2020 arrival, led by Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Odell, Jarvis, Teller, Treader, Betonio, Garrett, Ogunjobi, and Ward. They plugged their biggest hole at offensive tackle that offseason and won 11 games, which matched the team's highest win since the 80s. You could argue at that point the franchise was in the best spot it's been since re-entering the league in 1999. He then goes on to talk about how they took a small step back with an injury season in 21, then the Deshaun Watson trade, and it undermined any opportunity that the nucleus of players had to pursue a championship. It took Mayfield off the roster and stripped the team of first-round picks. We all know about this. The impact of that decision could not be overstated. The question from there becomes whether a coach and general manager can come back from that. Is it fair to say Stefanski did an admirable job in 2023, getting the team to 11 wins in the midst of this messy four-season stretch? This year, Barry effectively created a pivot point for the team that had aged, trading the second pick, bringing in a bumper crop of rookies with a return, and setting the team up with two first-round picks in 2026. On one hand, you could say Stefanski has done well and could be expected to, considering the mess at quarterback, and Barry started to build a road out from underneath that mess. On the other hand, those two guys were part of this mess in the first place. It's a great point. And in the future, their roles...
That is a good point.
Yeah. In the future, their roles in that will be the backup to everything to do until... Will be the backdrop, sorry. Will be the backdrop to everything they do until they can recreate what they walked into in 2020. To be clear, I believe Stefanski and Barry are still good at their jobs. What I'm less sure of is whether having both is best for the team, given that backdrop. Again, that was Albert Breer's words. Man, that sounds familiar, Jeff. It just sounds way too familiar.
The idea that he's respected around the league and this group is and everything else, It's what we've said. It's what we've heard. And I just think there's such decisions ahead for this organization that it's going to be fascinating. I'm anxious to see the final four games, and then I'm really anxious to see what happens afterwards.
On one hand, you could say Stefanski has done as well as could be expected considering the mess at quarterback.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I still wonder, you know, when you look at the entire situation, what his thought process was on Mayfield and where he really stood on where they were going with Baker and how he may have been.
Never heard that, did we?
No, we never did. Maybe we will at some point. I don't know. And Barry started to build a road out from under that mess. And they did a little bit. But on the other hand, those
took
two
a while
guys
to build that road.
Well, but
apparently they were waiting on the gravel to arrive.
I think part of the problem of building the road after that, though, is that they've only built one side of the road. The defense is built. I mean, right? They haven't spent a lot of time on the others. They haven't spent a lot of time on the offense. I mean, they have, but they haven't.
Last draft, skill position, but didn't.
Nothing on the line.
Nothing on the line. Well, you only have so many picks.
So when you take a look at this entire, you know, essay that he wrote on one question, which is a lot of stuff to talk about. In the future, the roles that will be the backdrop to everything they do until they can recreate what they walked into in 2022. To be clear, I believe Stefanski and Barry are still good at their jobs. Do you believe they're good at their jobs?
I think Kevin can coach, and I think Andrew had a good draft. And I think he's made good trades and signed good free agents.
Here's the reason I want to see it for another year.
I don't think he's done a great job overall drafting.
I still give him a little bit of a pass because he didn't have three first-round picks. Now, but if he put himself in that situation.
Except other GMs hit other picks.
Yeah, I know. But, man, when you take away, like, the heart, the body is kind of hard to, Yeah, well, that's a great arm. Good foot over there. But if you don't, you're not pumping any blood to it, not exactly a good working
teams
part.
Teams aren't just built with first-round picks. Teams are built with nailing picks in the second, third, fourth rounds.
And then that last line he said, what I'm less sure of is whether having both is best for the team, given that backdrop. That's the other part of it. I mean, can you see a world where one exists and the other doesn't? That's the next phase to this thing, right?
Yeah. Are they a pair? Are they independent contractors? Probably make the argument that they're independent contractors.
I don't know. I'll ask you that. 216-474-0092. You heard what Albert Breer said. And those are some of the things that Jeff and I have been talking about, you know, for the last months, last year. And you saw what they did originally and where they got there. And then you've seen what Barry has done this year in particular. And to wonder how these guys, if they move forward, there's a part of me that says, I want to see another year because I want to believe that I want to believe that Kevin's going to leave the starting quarterback in on a 2-point conversion. I just don't. To me, like, the little things that happen along the way are the irritants that make you go, wow, I wonder how much longer this is going to last or where are we at in this situation? And so, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, you're like, do we want to do this one more year in a row? And then I do think that Andrew did a good job with the draft this year. It's hard not to argue that. So where do they go from the future? Also, more from what Albert Breer had to say, because he had a ton of stuff regarding the Browns moving into this. Nick Kostos is going to join us at 11. Paul Hoynes, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com at noon. Andrew Siciliano at 1 o'clock. Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Talking about Albert Breer and his mailbag, and, you know, he was asked a bunch of stuff about the Browns, and it's just interesting because I think Jeff and I have touched on many of these subjects before, but to hear just kind of that national perspective on, you know, what you think, what we might think, and, you know, what he thinks for sure, and some of the answers that he's given, I thought were very, very interesting. So if you want to chime in on the conversation, you're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Nick Kostos is going to join us at 11 o'clock. Jeff, I want to go on to the second question that he got from his mailbag because, you know, I find this Shedeur Sanders story fascinating because, and a lot of times I just listen. I listen to what people are saying. And sometimes I think they want to hear themselves speak things into the truth. And it may not always necessarily be the truth. But what they want to say, they want to believe is 100% the truth or, you know, or what things really are. But sometimes I think when we talk, we don't listen. And I like listening when it comes to the story because there are different perspectives. I know what I think. And I know that I've told you what I think. But sometimes I think people just want their reality to become the truth, and sometimes it's just not. Thoughts on that? Especially with this story.
Meaning what, though, with all that? Meaning that Shedeur is on his way to the Hall of Fame already?
Yes, basically? Things like that. Yeah. Like, no one wants to let him. Watched this story. No one wants to let him be a rookie. That's the first part. Like, he's not allowed to have the rookie cushion.
Or allow the team to treat him as a rookie.
Well, that's true, too.
In other words, coach him up, be patient, put him in situations where he can succeed.
It's the fans who are specific just to him. They're not necessarily Browns fans. They're Sanders fans. That's a fair assessment, too. Just like Cavaliers, like there were Cavalier fans and there are LeBron fans. Same kind of thing. I think when it comes to Shedeur, there are Browns fans. And there are Shedeur fans, and there are Browns fans that like Shedeur, and there are also Browns fans that are, like, still trying to figure this thing out. So let me go to the second question that Albert Breer got, because this kind of was provoked me to kind of even think in this line of questioning. His question he got from a guy or a gal named Sun in My Eyes. Sun in My Eyes. Should I be doing it? I guess so. Sun in My Eyes said, why do you report lies and narratives from coaches/GMs instead of just reporting facts? Should your credibility be in question? This is a question straight to Albert Breer, and Albert Breer chose to put this in his mailbag. I find that right on the surface, like, okay, wow. You want to lay it all out there? Good job, Albert. Agree?
Well, he references exactly. There must have been more to the question because
there is.
He knew what the guy or gal was talking about.
So here was the answer. Again, the question was, why do you report lies and narratives from coaches and GMs instead of just reporting the facts? Should your credibility be in question? This was straight to Albert Breer. Breer came back and said, so this question was in reference to a tweet of mine I had in early August where I said, quote, I don't know how many times I have to say this, but it's reality. Dylan Gabriel is ahead of Shedeur Sanders right now and has been since both arrived in Cleveland. Sanders has worked to catch up, but he's got a lot of ground to make up, end quote. And I'll always answer for the stuff I say, write, or opine. He also went on to say, in this case, I reported this as fact. What I had heard at the time from a variety of people that was Gabriel had taken a clear lead on Sanders in the Browns quarterback derby with both chasing veterans Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. The order held up through camp with Flacco the starter, Pickett battling through injury, but the backup went healthy, and Gabriel and Sanders behind them. After Pickett was traded, Gabriel was named the backup. When the team moved off of Flacco, Gabriel became the starter, which is why I'm confused about what I was lying about or what narrative I was creating. I said Gabriel was ahead of Sanders, which was proved and repeated thereafter. And that's how he answered that. And it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, Jeff, about people want to believe what they want to believe.
Right. He's just pointing out what, you know, what the case was, which is, okay, it was real clear when this thing started, Shedeur was fourth string, and he's done a great job working his way up. But people don't want to look at that. No, I've mentioned a couple of times this week, can we all be happy with where he is now and the opportunity he has moving forward?
No, I don't think everyone will be happy.
Oh,
I think people are, Shedeur Sanders fans, hardcore Shedeur Sanders fans, are upset the fact that he didn't go until the fifth round, and they kind of don't want...
Which isn't the Browns' fault.
Yeah, I know. They don't want to look at... Why are they not mad at every other team in the NFL? Why are Shedeur Sanders fans not mad at everybody else in the NFL for passing on him? The Browns are the team that chose him. And the Browns now are the team that have made him a starting quarterback. Like,
where you are. Like, Tyler Shuck was a second-round draft choice in New Orleans, and he's 26, and he didn't start the season. And they said they weren't real happy with the way he was learning things, and it took a while, and blah, 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 blah. Well, now he's the starting quarterback, and they're kind of optimistic about him. And that's all okay. And a portion of our fan base, the Shedeur diehards, and God love you. I'm glad you support your guy. But...
And you should be taking a victory lap right now.
Well, not yet.
Well, no, look, he made it. Like, he went from number four starter, number four on the depth chart to starter. That's worthy of a victory lap.
Okay.
Even no matter how it played out.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I hope it goes beautifully. But there's patience involved in developing young football players, especially at that position, that I think everybody needs to, you don't have to embrace it, but I do think it should be understood. And it worked in New Orleans so far because Tyler Shuck has done a nice job, and it's working here so far. Mm-hmm. I hope it continues in both situations.
Is this unique? That's the other question I was asking myself when we see fans that...
What is what unique?
This story. Is the Sanders story itself unique? And I say no. We've seen parts of this before. We, you know, there were... Parts of, I think that the bigger part is stardom before accomplishment. And I think a lot of older fans have trouble accepting that. Does that make sense? That you can have stardom without achieving anything on the field.
Well,
it's better when you do.
In this day and age, you can't. Sure.
But, and I still think that is a, I don't know, generational issue. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. It's the world today, though, Andy.
Yeah.
You know, social media has changed a lot of things, and the ability to, you know, the ability to latch onto people around the world rather than just, you know, like in your community because of the opportunities that we have through social media. That's obviously part of Shador's thing, and that's great. And now he's getting the opportunity to backing it up, and so far doing a pretty nice job of that.
Mm. Dan, do you see this the same way or no?
I think it's a chunk of ego that's at play too.
Whose ego, though?
The ego of the draft community, the ego of evaluators all over the place, because they stuck their necks out and said, this guy is a first-round draft pick. There were some guys saying this is the best quarterback in the draft. And he fell. And he fell. And he fell. And it's a situation where you have a lot of people who are now in a position going, you're wrong, I'm not wrong. And I wonder how much of that is the position that we're in right now, because we all know how this goes. We all make decisions in a lot of aspects in life, and sometimes you're wrong. And then what do you do when you're immediately wrong? You try to find the reason why you thought you became wrong, and then try to find how you were right.
And point fingers at others.
And point fingers at others for why you were true. Right. It's and on top of that, the Browns
avoid
are the perfect,
mirrors, right? Avoid mirrors when you do that.
The Browns are the perfect foil for such things, because Lord knows the amount of quarterbacks that have gone south here. And as we've heard a lot of people say, and I think it's true, the organization fails the quarterback more than the quarterback fails the organization. And so I wonder if that some of that plays into it as well. There's a reputation that the Cleveland Browns are the death of quarterbacks. I think that's what we're in the middle of, too, is ego.
Well earned, by the way.
It's egos at play. And so there's a lot of people who are going, I told you, I told you, I told you, mixed with he could have done this from the beginning. And while I don't think part B of that sentence is true, they deserve their victory lap to this point. And if it heads south and something else happens, I'm not saying they need to go full-blown mea culpa, but it needs to turn into, okay, so now what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I don't know where it's going. I think that's another, you know, this book is so far from being, you know, written. We're just in the beginning of it.
There's more to be discussed the minute the season ends than there is right now. And there's a ton to be discussed now.
It's funny you should say that, because the last question, and we'll get to that here in the next segment, is Shador starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? Is Shador starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? That was one of the next questions that he answered in this mailbag that he does all the time. But, man, he got flooded with Browns questions. I've never seen a team with three wins more intriguing than the Browns are, too. There are just so many questions about this team. And it's not about winning today, that's for sure. But a lot of people want to sink their teeth into this and try to figure out how they can get better. Or they're hoping that their guy gets traded. I mean, I hate to say it. Or maybe they're hoping that the coach gets fired. Or maybe they're hoping that the general manager is dismissed. It's not unique, this story. It is, in a lot of ways. But that next question was, is Shador Sanders the starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? We'll tackle that next. 216-474-0092. Helps 92.3 The Fan. Nick Costos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joins us at 1. Again, 216-474-0092. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Going through Albert Breer's mailbag here, which sounds kind of weird, but we're going through his mailbag and we're just kind of looking at some of these answers that he had based on, you know, just there's so many Browns questions in there. And what did Breer have to say to these folks that were writing him questions? And, you know, the first question that he asked, that he was asked of, you know, was just kind of getting into the whole dynamic of what's going on. How bad does Kevin Stefanski want out of Cleveland? Will he get his wish? That was the first question. We went through that. If you want to hear what we had to say about it, go back and listen to the Odyssey app. The next question was in particular about what he was reporting about the situation. He was asked, why do you report lies and narratives from coaches and GMs instead of reporting just facts? Should your credibility be in question? He went in deep and answered that question. And then, Jeff, let's go on the third question here. This one is interesting. He was asked from Football Coach 79, is Shador the starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? I'll ask you that question first before I tell you his answer.
I can certainly see a path to that. And if he plays well down the stretch, I think I'd be in favor of it. Unless there's somebody in the draft that they think is absolutely phenomenal and will be the guy moving forward. I don't know that you're going to find that guy in the draft. I don't know that they're going to have the number one pick. It might take the number one pick for them to get their guy, and I don't know that I would gamble trading up for it. I could see the scenario where Shador starts the season next year as the starting quarterback if he wins out in training camp, which I think he could, and then gets a pretty good chunk of time to figure out whether he can be the guy long term. So I would lean at this point at least 50-50 that he is, if not a little bit more. And if he plays well the final four games, in a couple of them anyway, then I would think it might be a better way to build your team to bring him back as the starting quarterback. Use the draft picks in other areas and, you know, maybe bring in another quarterback. Try to develop somebody else along with this, give them time, blah, 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 and take it from there.
Dan, is Shador starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? The question that Albert Breer was asked, and I'll answer that in a second.
My overarching answer is I want more information before I make a decision. But yeah. If you're going to force me on this.
Yes, I am.
All right, then I'm time stamping it.
Okay.
As of December 11th at 10:45 a.m., right?
Yep.
I do not believe Shador Sanders is the starting quarterback of the Browns next year. Reason being, I think they are going to go get a rookie quarterback in the draft and a veteran quarterback on a cheap contract and roll with that. And I think that's, you're going to see the veteran start and the rookie come behind that one. But I cannot state enough, I am not shutting the door on Shador Sanders until I watch him in the rest of the games and get as much data as I possibly can.
Dano, your scenario, I think, is real viable, except it leaves me with this. Really, are we doing this again?
Yes.
That's what it leaves me with.
What was the goal of the 2025-26 season?
You and I said it from the minute they made that trade to see if the quarterback is on the team now, And the way it's played out, I still wonder if there's enough time for Shadur to do that. He's got to build on one game. We went over yesterday. Some of their rookie quarterbacks have played really, really well in some of their early games, and they didn't work out. I hope Shadur is different, but I think we're going to need to see some significant play in the final four games. And again, I think if he just has two good games in the final four and two okay games, I think he puts himself in the driver's seat to be the starter next year. And the idea, there are a lot of other factors. If a bunch of guys go back to school, if an opportunity to trade down this year and pick up another number one in the following draft, if a bunch of opportunities present themselves, I think it might be the most prudent thing for them to do.
Which is why I think we got to timestamp it.
Yep. All right, timestamp. You want my timestamp? You ready?
On December 11th, 2025, at 10:47 a.m., Andy Baskin believes
Shadur Sanders is your starting quarterback week one for the Cleveland Browns next year. It's his job today. It's his job moving forward. The only things that are the outside influences may change that, but I believe Shadur has every opportunity in the world to be the starting quarterback week one next year. He has it all right in the palm of his hand right now. He needs to go out and execute over the next 4 weeks to make sure that everyone's on board. Because I got to tell you, if I was Jimmy Haslam and D Haslam, and I see the excitement around this guy, and I see what he was able to do on the field last week, and I watch him get better each and every week, there's no reason to have to go out and get a quarterback next year to replace him right now to not make him the starting quarterback next year. I just don't see it. I see him getting better every week, and I see him having the opportunity to be the Browns quarterback for a long time. He's got to seize the opportunity, but more than that, he's got to have the people around him believe that he's going to take the opportunity. And by the way, what if the coach doesn't want that opportunity to happen? The coach might be gone. What if the general manager regrets, you know, drafting him, but ownership sees this and says, you know what? Hey, I like where we're going with this thing. I like the way our fans feel about him. I like the fact that I see people sitting in the stands. I like the fact that people are talking about my team, which only has three wins and realistically is just irrelevant to the rest of the league, is relevant because of the man who is taking the snaps. The ball is in his hands. He just needs to keep moving it forward. I think he will be the starting quarterback next season. This is what Albert Breer said. He said, coach, as he was answering to Football Coach 79, coach, we'll see. There are 4 weeks left in the regular season, and that'll give Sanders the opportunity to prove himself further. Within a month, we'll have seen Sanders play against the Bears, the Bills, the Steelers, and Bengals, and that will give us a lot more information than we have right now about whether he's a viable option to start in 2026. My hunch is that he'll have to do a lot to win the job outright next year, but I could see a scenario in which he's a part of a real competition unlike this year. And that's a great credit to him. His improvement has been steady. In the process, the whole thing has gone from being a morning TV sideshow to a pretty cool story. I'm excited to see where it goes next. I believe in what Albert said there at the end. It has gone from, let's just keep talking about Sanders and Sanders, you know, let's talk about Deion Sanders' kid. Let's keep doing this. And, oh, man, look at the hype around him. He has every opportunity in the world to silence every one of his critics over the next 4 weeks. It's right there for him. All he has to do is take it. And I think he's trying to. You know, and by the way, he's a little bit stacked against him. The offensive line is a mess. There's really no legitimate number one receiver. And, you know, even one of the best receivers on this team, who's a tight end, David Njoku, is a little bit banged up right now. But if he can keep...
Not that he's seen a lot of passes anyway.
No. Do you find that unusual?
Oh, he's a weapon that's not getting used like it should.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. If I was Sanders, I'd be looking at him left and right. I think he is the most reliable pass catcher we have on this team, although Fannin has done a great job of stepping up and giving him another option. Let me see a couple phone calls in here. Let's go. Brian's in Mentor. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Andy and Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good.
You know, as you're talking, this is so complex, isn't it? Just
yes.
So many moving parts. And when you guys started talking about you know, the grouping of Sanders fans or non-fans and Brown fans and non-Brown fans, it really kind of, I wanted to call in because I started asking myself, why don't I cheer for this guy, Sanders, so much? And I think that it is a little bit generational. It's an interesting dynamic because, you know, let's face it, times have changed. You know, I miss those years of having boring quarterbacks who, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when you had Kozars and things like that, when you, even in the early 2000s when you had Holcomb and Couch and things like that, it was all about football. And it wasn't about off-the-field drama and all of that type of thing. And I think that since we've gotten, let's see, we went through Manziel, Money Manziel, and even Baker had some, you know, issues. He was polarizing as well. And then, of course, bringing in Deshaun Watson and now Sanders. It's just hard. I just want to root for a good, hard-nosed football team. No drama. I think that's what Stefanski wants. I think his style of coaching leads to wanting to have a young quarterback that he can develop, that's mature, that is serious about his job and is that adult in the room that they're looking for. And I really long for those days. And I find myself rooting against Sanders as a man of a certain age, right, 54. It's hard sometimes, you know, when he's showing the wrist and the Manziel with the Money Manziel and all that, like, let's get to football. Let's do something. Let's put in the hard work and then let's celebrate that swag. But until then, I just find him hard to root for. And I just want my Browns to win at the end of the day. And I know this is great fodder for sports talk radio and for pundits around the United States. I get it. We're relevant being a three win team, but I just want to get back to winning football. That's what I'm interested in. So I will shut up and let you guys talk.
All right, Brian, thank you.
The thing about Brian, what you're saying is I think a lot of fans feel the same way. It's just, can you just win some football games? And can you just show me that the direction ahead is pretty clear, you know, and you have an idea where it's going. You know, a lot of folks weren't crazy about Baker's swag. Folks feel the same way, many, about Shador. I think the perfect quarterback for Kevin Stefanski might have been Jacoby Brissett, might have been a guy like Josh Dobbs, but maybe they didn't have the ability that everybody thought that they should have. Their careers have shown that most teams don't think they have the ability to be that guy. But those guys showed up. They were very low-key and, you know, did their job. And that I think you've got to learn, you got to deal with, you know, the guys who might have some real flair to them. Like, I've always loved Jameis. I would have loved to have seen Jameis Williams become Jameis, and I would have loved to have seen Jameis become the guy here. But he didn't maybe play well enough, you know?
I see it. What was it? I mean, with the interceptions, maybe it felt like he needed to upgrade. But, man, when you go back and look at his numbers, Jeff.
Well, Jameis Winston just, I mean.
It was fun.
He can throw it.
Yes.
He can throw it. And he was fun, but probably a little too mistake-prone for most NFL teams.
Yeah, I can understand. But, there's enough there that teams still want to go back and pick him up constantly. Because there's always going to be a spot on a roster for him.
Maybe.
There will be. I mean, as long as he still has an arm, right?
Ask Philip Rivers.
Exactly. All right, let's come back. We'll talk to Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.